Every game is important. To be 5-3, got to be big for us, you know. But we just got to continue to practice well and just take it one game at a time. And I think right now, you know, with this game coming up and then going into a bye, I mean, a bye couldn't come a perfect time for us in the middle of the season. Kind of regroup, do things a little differently, work on some few things. So we got to play well against Detroit, though. It's a team that's very hot, got weapons, got a quarterback that's slinging the ball. They run game. I mean, it's very explosive offense that we got to face. So got to figure out a way to win. Definitely do.
Your thoughts on the bye? Were you saying that's both a mental and a physical break you think this team is ready for when you get there?
I mean, if you ask any team, they would want their bye in the middle of the season. So I think it's just worked out perfect for us. But we'll deal with it when it comes. And then, you know, we got one more game to play and to try to nail everything we possibly can nail down right now before Sunday to play a Detroit team that's fire hot. So we got to put all the eggs in one basket right now and just focus on one task, and that's winning, playing home and winning home against a good quality football team. So that's our goal for now. And then after that, we just go from there.
The obvious says you are a different team at home and on the road. How do you see that?
I mean, well, you want to win all your games. But I think to be a good football team, you have to be able to go on the road and win some ball games. And we still have a lot of football left. We still have road games. We have to go on the road. But you have to always take care of home. And I think, you know, you win your games at home, and when you go on the road and then you're able to win the games on the road, makes it even better. But it's always tough going on the road to play, especially when you're playing good football teams. So we take it as it comes. You know, right now, you know, Detroit home, going to Biden and come back from there. Whatever we have after that, we have. But let's try to get this one on our belt and worry about everything else after this.
Are you doing something better at home or just the results?
I mean, just results. But we got to figure out a way to play good football every week.
Vince, what is the development of A.J. Boyama to this defense? Especially the injuries you guys have
had? I mean, he's worked his tail off, you know, all offseason. Early on in camp, he made a bunch of plays for us, and it's showing up on Sundays for us. So we need all hands on deck. You know, I always say that we have a secondary that, you know, guys that's coming off the bench can start other places. And, you know, a couple guys going down here and there, you know, getting nicked up. You know, he stepped right in, and Charles, they came in, and, you know, with Kevin hurt now, but he was another one that came in for us, and we didn't lose a beat. So that's one of the strengths of this football team, to have multiple guys back there that can cover, and you feel good about them being on the field. And it's a good plus for this team.
You feel like the defense has done things like create turnovers, and they just maybe haven't?
We haven't done it enough. You know, we haven't done it enough. So that's something that we've been pretty good with over the course of a couple of years. It's turned over, so I think we need to kind of get that back going. We practice it, but it'll come, and when it'll come in bundles. So can't get frustrated. Got to stay poised and keep our head on straight. But when it comes, it'll come. And like I said, we have a lot of football left, so I want to peak at the right time. So it's good to know that we still have good football left to play. So I'm waiting to see that.
Did you have a chance to spend some time with some of the military personnel that was here?
Yes, you know, we did, and I think that was awesome, you know, for those guys to come out, and, you know, and they always say that they want to thank us for allowing them to come. No, we want to thank you guys for what you do to keep us safe in this country. You know, if it wasn't for those guys, you know, we'd be in a lot of trouble as Americans. So it was an honor, and it was a pleasure to have those guys come out and watch us practice, you know, take pictures and sign autographs and just talk with them for a little bit. Because at the end of the day, you know, that put football is priceless. You know, when you look at guys like that, men and women that support this country and do what they do for this country, that's special. That's special. So we all can take a step back and just really think about, you know, life, because they make us safe. You know, and without them, we wouldn't be what we are.
Do